808 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday. And we have reached that time of the morning where we get a chance to go around PA's 75th District. This is some great time we get to spend with State Representative Mike Armanini of that 75th District, which is all of Elk County in the northern part of Clearfield County. So, State Representative Armanini, it's great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Great to be here.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us and to share with those around the 75th District what is going on. And it's been a little while since we last talked, but the status of the Pennsylvania state budget hasn't seemed to move much. It's kind of virtually a stalemate. What can you tell us about the state budget?
Well, you know, unfortunately, yes, we're still at a stalemate. You know, thank God for Senator Pittman fighting this huge increase that the governor and the Democratic leader, Matt Bradford, want to impose on Pennsylvanians.
Yeah.
You know, the problem we really have is the budget that the governor and the House Democrats are bringing is about $5 billion over what Pennsylvania is generating revenue for.
Right.
So, you know, really what that comes down to is, you know, within the next 2 years, we're not going to be bringing in enough revenue to cover everything through the state. So they're going to have to decide, are they going to raise the taxes on Pennsylvanians, or are they going to reduce spending, or are they going to be able to create new revenue?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only new revenue that the governor has come up with is the legalization of marijuana, which, think about it.
Yeah.
You want to legalize a drug to bring in revenue because you have no other ideas.
Yep.
Oh, wait, Governor, you are the second largest producer of natural gas in the world. There's your answer. And of course,
that could be a source of revenue.
Oh, it could be a huge source of revenue. We are missing out in Pennsylvania with energy and the time it takes for new businesses to want to come into Pennsylvania, permits, restrictions, this, that. You're talking 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio, you're doing that in 6 weeks.
Right.
That's the problem. And, yeah. and we've seen that going back from the Wolf administration and continuing with his administration. Pennsylvania is not friendly. That is why if you read on any, correct publication that states the facts, Pennsylvania is in the lowest for everything. And that is mainly due to our restrictions and regulations that we are not a friendly state for businesses and industries to want to call home. So that's something that maybe we'll start working on. So we'll see. We're back in Harrisburg this week.
Okay.
It'll be interesting what the voting schedule comes up with and what we'll be voting on. Probably I'm going to say nothing with the budget because we're not hearing anything coming from that. But they were able to get it down to about $49.9 billion in July.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still $3 billion over. We will see how that comes. So, I'm sorry to all the agencies out there and school districts that are hurting because this cannot get accomplished. But if we accomplish it the way they want it right now, in 2 years, we're going to be taking away funding. And that's not something that we should be going down that road.
It's kind of bargaining away the future.
It is.
You know, for the sake of
and
today.
And you're right. We've bargained away our future in Pennsylvania long enough.
I do understand, though, that some money has been freed up through the Treasury.
Yes.
Through the state Treasury for school districts if they are in need of that. I know some school districts, especially some local ones, have saved some of their leftover money from COVID and mm-hmm. things like that. But could you quickly tell us about some of that money that's now available?
Sure. Some of that money is available, you know, going through our Treasury, Stacey Garrity, to whereas it's basically a loan that school mm-hmm. districts, Head Starts, and other organizations can utilize to keep themselves afloat until this budget is
settled.
So again, you mentioned that's a bad way to have to do that.
Exactly.
But, you know, again, there's school districts, and, you know, thankfully, most of the ones in my district, they are very, they know things like this can happen, so they have the money there for it.
And they've saved their rainy day fund, which that we should be doing on a statewide basis.
Right. They've saved their rainy day fund, and of course, with this budget, the governor wants to spend all of the rainy day fund.
Right.
If you let your savings go down to zero, you're going to have big problems, and that's what the governor is imposing with his current budget.
Yeah, and on a rainy day, you're going to get just wet.
You're going to get drenched.
Representative Armenini, I know that energy is that's right in your wheelhouse, and you're on a very important committee. And in a moment, we're going to talk about an opinion piece that you recently released regarding electricity prices. Before we do that, though, this past Monday was the annual March for Life for Pennsylvania. And there wasn't a whole lot said about that. We did get a report from the Pennsylvania Family Institute that we shared here on Connect FM. But I understand you were at that March for Life. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. That was a great day. It was very successful. They had to have well over 5,000 people there.
Great.
Which was a good showing. A lot of young kids, which was nice. I was glad to see, both my Catholic schools, Dubois Central Catholic. I got to spend some time with them. We actually went on a little tour.
Nice.
Got them on the house floor, got a nice photo. It was great talking with those young kids. And I did get to spend a little time with my students from Elk County Catholic at the actual march. So, you know, again, it was a good movement. It's a good cause. It's life. And I was just really happy to see the number of people who were in attendance supporting life. So it was a good day. Weather was beautiful. Very nice.
Wow, super. And if I understand, that's only, the third official Pennsylvania March for Life? It's only been like a handful of years here
it's taken place.
But yes. A terrific event, and hopefully that will continue to grow.
Definitely.
And it's really nice to hear about the local involvement.
Yes, there. Yes. Dubois Central, I think they had 40 kids, and ECC had 27, I believe, was the
super
number. So that was a great, and I always enjoy talking with them. Great young kids in our area, and
absolutely.
And very proud of both of them.
Well, thank you for that update. And let's return to energy. And recently, Representative Armenini, you released an opinion piece called "The Hidden Costs Behind Your Electricity Bill."
Yes, I did.
Who is really paying the price? And I found this outstanding and very interesting, because, you know, we as consumers, we open up our electric bill and we just see the bottom line. We see the price, that and it always seems to be going up and up and up. And then we think we're in a state which is so rich in resources and energy, and we're thinking it shouldn't be doing that. And you kind of get at what's really causing the price to go up, and it isn't really the energy itself, is it?
No, you know, it is not. And, you know, when I dug into this and started getting information from the PUC and so forth, you know, we find out that, you know, generation costs in making electric has actually went down, adjusted with inflation, about 12%.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting many phone calls and many emails, you know, electric bill, my electric bill is high. It's like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
So when I looked into it, you know, I found it kind of interesting that the generation part of it is actually down, but these other costs, transmission, distribution, taxes, fees, there's this thing called, you know, alternative energy portfolio standards.
What is that, Dan?
That is the amount of renewables that must be used in generating electric.
So it's a lot of the green energy.
A lot of the green energy. Yeah. Your solar, your wind, your hydro. And guess what? That has went up 600%. Since 2018.
So that totally wipes out any savings on generation.
Exactly, because, of course, again, this administration has us in this energy oh, I don't even know what you want to call it, which is not helping Pennsylvania. And I'm not against clean energy, but we have to start realizing at what cost.
Right.
Because believe it or not, our natural gas and coal-fired electric plants are clean energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, if they weren't, trust me, DEP would have them shut down. It's some of the cleanest in the world.
Exactly.
And we are just fighting against them time and time again. You know, it just disappoints me that we are, sorry if you don't want like hearing this out there, Pennsylvania has to quit being like California and New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can't allow that because our state is not made of that. We have the resources underneath our feet. I was actually up at a fracking location in Warren a few weeks ago, actually on a rig, fracking for oil.
Mm-hmm.
Great experience. Very environmental friendly.
Sure.
They do an excellent job taking care of the land. Why, you know, of course they would. This is third and fourth generation families in this business.
They're making a living and at it.
Exactly. I'm talking with the CEO from the refinery in Bradford. And he lets me know that he is purchasing about $134 million of oil from, oh, Governor, your favorite state, Ohio, Kentucky, Utah, Canada, and others, because of the regulations and everything, the mandates that prevent our conventional oil people to increase their production.
Yeah, yeah.
$134 million we're losing in revenue.
Mm.
So what are we gaining by bringing it in from other locations?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have the truck driver who probably has to fill up with diesel fuel. So we'll get the tax on that. And they're probably stopping at Sheetz and purchasing lunch or Wawa or Rutter's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so great. You're doing a great job because we're making, what, maybe $10 on taxes by them buying hot dogs and filling up, to whereas we're missing out on $134 million of revenue and taxes and everything that goes with that and jobs. We're really missing the boat with energy, and it's a shame.
It is
a shame.
Yeah. And to think that in a state where the very first commercial oil well was drilled, you know, in northwest Pennsylvania, Drake's Well.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you're on the house floor and you look up to the windows and the ceilings and so forth, and they have everything surrounding the capital that made Pennsylvania, and you see petroleum, you see oil,
right.
You
yep.
see electricity, yep. you see coal.
Mm.
And it's like, boy, I need more people in the house to start looking up at the ceiling to see, hey, this is what got us here. Why do you want to take us away from that? Still don't understand.
Well, very interesting. And thank you, Representative Armanini, for sharing that with us, because sometimes it's, you know, we simply look at our electric bills or our gas bills, and all we see is the price going up, and we don't see the truth behind what's making it do that.
Right. And on that last note, you know, make sure everyone out there, when you do get your electric bill, you have the option to take part in that type of energy. Or not. You can say, no, I do not want the renewables.
Mm-hmm.
And that may help you a little bit. But if more and more people can do that, then maybe that'll start showing a little bit more of a sign of where we're trying to go.
Yeah. Well, Representative Armanini, I'd hope we'd be able to get into a few more things, but of course we gobbled up our time.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
No, please don't apologize.
You know, good luck to the area high school football teams. I wish I could be at that game in Punxsutawney, Dubois Punxsutawney. That's going to be a good one. Go Beavers.
Yeah, there's a lot of big games this weekend. It's going to be a very busy weekend, and I hope that you have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.